Heck yes. Pretty sure that's how the intro goes. It's been a while.
Hello? Hello? Where are we?
We are at the studio.
I don't remember. I've never been here before.
It's been a while.
It has.
You got Chris. You got me. You got Oliver. You got Barney.
We're all here.
Gang. We're all here. Oliver's playing nice tonight.
Thank God. Thank God.
We got the new Marilyn Manson album. Feeling good.
When did this come out?
Tuesday. I'd like to thank listener Darren for sending me a coupon to buy this album.
You bought it?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. You bought it. Was it through that music box? Where you can share purchased CDs?
Maybe. I don't recall. But yeah, it's toe tapping. It's pretty good. It's pretty
not better than Antichrist though. That's a pretty tough one to top.
Yeah, I don't know. It's up there.
Yeah. Better than Dope Show?
Yes.
Dope Show was not very good.
No.
It was a period piece on his part.
Anyway, well, welcome. It's kind of weird to be doing a show.
Corey had colitis, so he was unable to do the show. Yes, for the last.
I have. I'm still getting over it, sir.
Right.
You might notice there is no alcoholic beverage in front of me.
That's
no soda in front of me.
That's right. That's right.
I could really go for a Diet Coke.
Or you can't have soda either.
I've just been staying away from everything, just like juice and water.
So you had a burning pee disease, right?
No. That's what was weird.
It was, felt like your dick was going to blow up?
No, not at all.
You had a urinary tract infection?
An upper urinary tract infection is what they call it for males. I call it a kidney infection, but...
I think it's a UTI.
That's what they say, but anyway. It's the same thing. A kidney infection is from an upper UTI.
What did your gynecologist say about it?
Well, he put me in the stirrups.
Mm-hmm. Did he get the platypus to take you apart?
He did.
Quack.
It was fun. But no. It hurts. It still hurts. I finished my medications.
Was this your medication right here?
No, it was not. It's not mine.
It looks like it.
It also
says take anally.
Yes.
As much as you like.
Yes.
And it's empty. So.
Well, I took it a lot. I overdosed. On pleasure.
You know what's funny about those stirrups? When I was a little kid and my mom was, I think I went with her to the OB when my younger brother was born. And they didn't do anything right there, but I saw those stirrups and I said, Mom, what are those stirrups for? And you know how you can turn them around kind of? It was facing, like, the part where you put your knees was facing me. So it looked like a cup kind of. And my mom goes, if you don't shut up, I'm going to put your chin in there and knock you right in the head. I was freaked out.
What is love?
That is love.
Yeah. That is love. So, but yes, feeling better slightly. I'm just hoping that it eases up day by day. It was pretty nasty. It was pretty awesome. The doctor was like, you know, is it burning when you pee? I was like, no. Is there blood in your ear? And I'm like, no. So because it got so bad that we went to the urgent care on a Sunday.
The one over here or the one over here?
The one over here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've been there.
it was decent experience, I guess. But the guy was like, is it burning? Do you have any burning? I'm like, no. Is there blood in your urine? No. Does it smell funny? I'm like, I don't usually smell my pee, dude, but no. So I haven't noticed.
Yeah, but you can tell if your pee smells.
I guess.
You ever had asparagus?
No.
You never had asparagus?
No.
Go have some asparagus and then pee.
I will not.
Yeah. It's noticeable.
But like earlier that afternoon, because it was the Sunday or the Saturday after the first Kings game over at your house.
Mm.
We drank a few beers.
We did. And I thought, you had five beers, as a matter of fact.
No, I didn't. What
do you mean?
I didn't.
Yes, you did. There were five cans.
No, you had one.
I didn't have any simpler times.
Shut up. Anyway, I thought like the next day I woke up and my sides were hurting. I was just like, hey, too much beer, huh?
Hey, too much beer, eh?
Hey,
how about those Canucks? Got their asses kicked.
And it went away like by Wednesday. It just kind of like, it was just like a dull pain on both sides. And then like it came back like that Saturday. And then Sunday afternoon, it was all Sunday it was fine. Then Sunday afternoon, it was just like, holy shit, like off on one side. I'm like, it must be a stone. I must have a kidney stone. Something's not right here.
Oh, your appendix. That can be, if you just get like this pain out of nowhere. I'd be worried about a burst appendix.
No, it wasn't in the front. It was in the back. It was on my left side, like I left.
It was like in the lower back, like right in your butthole. You don't need to touch me, playa. Jesus, God, you trying to get frisky with me over here? I know it's been a while, but...
We'll get to that.
A cup of balls. God damn. What are you touching me for? Prodding and poking at me? What the fuck?
So the doctor was like, Oh, they had me do a urine sample before the doctor saw me. So
his van was really nice.
Yeah. He's like, asking me all these questions. And he's like, well, the results are positive. And we're like, yes, goes in there with me. And we're like, okay, for what? He's like,
AIDS.
Yeah. He's like,
cancer.
You do have blood in your urine.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. He's like, I'm like, well, I didn't see anything. I was like, I gave you a small sample. He's like, oh yeah, you can't see it. Like, why are you all asking me if I have blood in my urine when the most common thing is, oh, you can't see it?
That's funny.
How would I know if I have blood in my urine?
So you prescribed you some cranberry juice? Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, he gave me 14 days worth of medicine, and then it was not letting up. And I went to my other doctor, and he was like, they did another test, and they're like, oh, he's clear, you know. And but it's
did you go to a urologist?
Not yet. No.
Not yet.
It still hurts.
Are they going to give you penis suppositories?
Maybe. I hope so.
You hope so?
Whatever will take this.
Those are the good ones.
Yeah. It was about like a week of no sleep. That was fun. Because you can't get comfortable no matter what position you do. If you lay on your side, well.
That sounds awful.
You're laying on your kidney. If you like, you lay on your other side, well, all your weight is laying on your kidney. If you lay on your back, well, that just hurts.
So is it still, it's still painful?
Yeah. I can sleep now, but it's, yeah, I can still feel it.
If I
popped two Advils right now, I'd be fine. I wouldn't feel anything.
But so you haven't had beer in 2 weeks?
Nope.
Yeah, Jessica says you've been really bitchy.
Yeah.
That's fucking, makes a lot of sense. No. This is like detox. You've had wheat. You've had weed though, right? You've had cocktails, but no beer.
We didn't know if it was aggravating it or not.
So, alcohol will aggravate kidney problems, yes.
It will?
Yes. Yes, it will.
Yeah, then that's probably why it wasn't.
I didn't have any beer. I had shots, but I didn't have any beer. You think I'm a fucking idiot? You think I'm fucking stupid?
I had some wine.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's probably not good.
No.
What about this apple juice here? No good?
I don't think it's bad. And alcohol, especially the higher content alcohol, is going to fuck with your kidneys.
Scotch? No?
Scotch is good. No, not scotch.
I thought maybe it'd be so pure that it would just kind of help.
Just vodka. See if that helps your dick.
Yeah. It's not fun.
You're getting old, player.
Yes. It's not fun. Not fun at all. So, if anybody out there has a spare kidney,
Chris. What's your blood type?
I don't know.
I have no idea either.
I think I might know. I don't know.
Would you give me a kidney?
I don't think I could right now.
No. I mean, come on.
I can't spare a square.
Then you're shit out of luck. I hope Wes has a working kidney. And the way that guy drinks.
If you give me a kidney, you can be my best man.
I already probably kind of am, maybe.
What? Give me a kidney.
You know, I showed up.
No!
I was in a wedding a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
And I was the best man. But I didn't really. I kind of thought I was the best man because there was no other men in the ceremony. But it was never like, hey, be the best man. And then they're like, are you ready to give a speech? And I'm like, of course I'm ready to give a speech. So I gave a speech. And it was fucking hilarious.
It'll be about the kings, but it's not going to be about. You know,
oh, it went on for 3 hours. But it was kind of funny because I'm like, am I the best man? And they're like, well, I don't know. Well, okay. So I gave a speech and everyone laughed.
How many best mans have you been?
That would be the second.
Because Randy.
Randy, yeah.
Going for the hat trick.
Going for the hat trick.
What is the Gordie Howe hat trick?
Gordie Howe track is...
That's NBC's favorite term on hockey.
It's a goal. Yeah, I love it. A goal, an assist, and a fight. Mike Richards had the Gordie Howe hat trick.
Well, the NBC guys keep going on about that.
The NBC guys are the worst broadcasters in the history of mankind.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
They're okay.
Why are we
talking about hockey?
Because
the LA Kings, everyone, are in the Western Conference Finals.
For the first time since 1993.
What's funny is that who was on that team?
Gretzky and Robitaille.
And what's Gretzky's number?
99.
Guess what show we're on?
No. Are 99. You serious? Holy shit. You know they went to the Cup Finals that year.
Did they?
And lost. But they went.
So would you take a trip to the finals and it's okay if they lose?
Oh, no. That would be the worst. If they lost... I would hate that for them to get that far. I mean, because it happened 19 years ago to get to the Cup Finals. They got screwed in Game 2. And everyone thought, oh, well, we'll come back next year. And 19 years later, we're just kind of getting close.
See, the NBA playoffs are going on at the same time. And
yes.
Hockey, I realized, is interesting in that your team can kind of get on a roll. Mm-hmm. Because it's all the same kind of, it's like strategy. There's talent barriers. And of course, not every team's not in, but like once you kind of get in, the Kings have proven you can kind of get on a roll, right? But okay. They've also been sweeping teams, and the other teams, I'm sure, is probably sitting back like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah.
But like in basketball, there's such talent discrepancies. And like, you know, because like the Jazz went up against the Spurs, who were just on fire, and they're going to beat everybody. But it's just like, they can't beat that. They're youth. They're too young to get past it. They kind of squeaked into the playoffs. And, but in like football, any Sunday, if you could develop the right game plan, any team can win that playoff game, right? And all these teams have proved it. All these favorites have lost, and all these younger teams have won. Baseball, it can kind of even out, you know, pitching. It's usually about pitching in the playoffs. Yeah. But hockey, it's like, I don't know, just fight. If you just keep fighting, you're going to win.
Yeah, if you want it, you're going to get it probably.
Yes.
And the Kings have wanted it. Now, this next series against Phoenix, listener Jeff Huso, big Phoenix fan.
Yes.
I'm trepidatious. I would have rather probably had them play Nashville, because Nashville on paper was a better team. And the Kings have gone into these last two series as underdogs. And I think they're like, fuck it, we're underdogs. We've got nothing to lose. They're not really underdogs against Phoenix. They're very evenly matched. They both have
the same records,
pretty much. Same record. Well,
yeah, by a point or two.
In the regular season. In the postseason, the Kings have been way better. But their goaltending, almost identical in stats.
Really?
Yeah, almost identical.
This is our NHL playoffs preview.
So
just Western Conference Finals
preview. I'm worried they're going to go into this being not thinking they're the underdogs, and it won't go as well. I mean, Phoenix wants it. Oh, my God, they want it. You can tell. So it's going to be a tough series.
Mm, I think we'll be okay.
We shouldn't
get too excited.
I think it's going to go 7 games.
Listen, I have my Chris Brown shirt. I have my wristband. I'm all good.
Well, I don't watch rappers play hockey. I watch Dustin Brown, but not Chris Brown. You did it again.
I did that on purpose.
No, you didn't.
I did
that. You Chris the shit out of that.
What's with Dustin Brown's like mouth? Like,
I don't know. You got that thing that like, he looks like he has a cleft lip or something.
No, he's missing half of his front.
Oh, yeah. He's a hockey player.
But like half of his, it's like the whole left side is gone.
Yeah.
What happened?
He got in a fight. They all do. All of them are like that.
Captains aren't supposed to fight.
I haven't seen him fight in a long time.
No, he got a little scrap.
Yeah, he did.
He got a scrap in the playoffs against before the playoffs.
Yeah, not in a big fight though. When he was like 4 seasons ago, he used to throw down. But he's like, that fucking hurts.
Jessica likes Kopitar's name, but doesn't really care anything about the player and likes Quick. Quick is her guy.
Doesn't care about the player. He's like the best player on the team.
Whenever they say his name, she's like Kopitar.
Yeah, Quick is the bomb.
Quick, he's really come a long way.
Hell yeah, he has.
Two years ago, you would have never thought that we would.
2 years ago, he was good, but he.
Last year he was getting better, but
this year he's just on fire.
I think it was the first game. No, we went to a game and Bernier was in the goal.
Uh huh.
And he let one in. He blocked some shot that normally would have went in, and the guy sitting next to me was like. Bernier usually lets those go in. And I said, well, so does Quick. And the guy was like, yeah, you're right.
You know? Yeah.
Back like, Quick used to give up a lot of stupid goals.
He did. He did.
He doesn't do that now. It's all firing. It's all on fire.
It's coming together at the right time. Together. I'm excited. I'm probably going to go to the Western Conference Finals.
Just one game.
Just one game.
Richie Rich.
That's right. Not Richie Rich.
Are we going to have a party? Are we going to watch one on TV, buddy?
Sure. Sure, I just they won't release the schedule till at least Wednesday.
They're waiting for the Eastern Conference to find out.
Right.
So what's it going to be next year with all these conference realignments?
They're not doing them next year.
But yeah, so it's not going to be the Western Conference. It's going to be a team. And
yeah, well, no, the alignments did not go through. The players' union rejected the conference realignment.
Oh, so it'll be the same.
It'll be the same in the next season. The season after, they still want to do that.
Oh, okay.
Because the collective bargaining agreement is coming up this summer. So, I'm excited. Did you like my video?
Which video?
Of when they won the game 5 against the Canucks? My celebratory video?
Should we find us?
Yeah, go to Maria. It's on Maria's wall. Yeah, Maria. Now, this is not staged. No, I did not know it was being recorded. This is when the Kings scored. Keep going.
What's this one there, buddy?
That's at the end of game three. It's not that good. There it is. It's when the Kings scored in overtime to win.
I'm a hockey king! I'm a hockey hero! Yes! Yes!
Ah! Bicycle kicks. Imagine John Stockton comes back to play professional basketball and the Jazz go all the way.
No.
You wouldn't be excited?
I'd be excited. I remember when the Jazz went to their first finals, and that was amazing. I wasn't doing that.
You're just not a fan. That's all I got to say. Some people are fans and some people are fans.
Stop recording!
Well, when the Kings won... Game four of this last series, my brother and I went nuts, but Maria wasn't there to record it. So shame on her.
Yes.
It was good.
Let's just say if they go to the finals.
Oh, my God.
The game that puts them into the finals, I want to be there.
I passed out.
Is this one
in game
four? Fucking right! He fucking stinks!
Eight fucking shit?
That's right. I was excited. Started twisting in circles.
Which game is this?
Game three. So, I passed out during that game.
Yes, you did.
I was very nervous. It was a very close game. And was it Doughty? Yeah, Doughty scored a goal.
Kind of an ugly goal.
An ugly goal, but it went in. And I jumped up in the air, and then I don't remember getting to the ground. And I'm kind of wobbling, and I look at Maria, and she's like, "Are you okay?" And it was, like, fuzzy, and I couldn't hear anything. And then I kind of came to, and I was like, "Okay, I'm good." And then I just kept going back to celebrating. But Maria said today, she said, "I thought that was it. I thought you were a 29-year-old that was going to have a heart attack, and I was going to be left with a mortgage." And I'm like... You thought I was going to die. Come on. No, I leave that for the cup finals. Then I could die happy.
I will be there. I just want to film it.
Yeah, well, we need someone because Maria totally missed a good opportunity when they won that game.
We'll do it.
It's exciting. It's exciting.
If I can get you almost killing somebody on Model Club, I can get you.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Model Club update. I haven't been to Model Club in a while.
I've been once since the last show, I think.
I have not been.
You haven't been for a while.
I have wrecked my plane.
That's right.
My plane is cursed.
You went without me.
I went without you, yes, and I'm sorry, but I wrecked. It's fixable.
Yeah, if you give it to me, I can fix it.
You didn't say that.
I did. I said, you want me to take it home? And you're like, no, just let it sit here for a while.
We've been looking at new planes.
We have.
But the dog is he's
saving the old dollars,
saving his pennies for the future nuptials.
Get that dick pump he always wanted.
Yeah, and the kidney transplant that's gonna be
expensive. Yeah.
You don't think I have it?
What?
You don't think I have cancer or something, right?
Let's see this cancer. No, you don't have cancer. Yet.
Yeah.
I mean, if it keeps happening, then yeah.
I think I should go to the urologist.
No.
Really? You don't think it's that bad?
No. I don't know. Is it that bad? I've had a cough for 5 weeks. I'm 6 weeks now.
Kinda, that could be cancer.
It's kind of...
Jim's had... Booger has had one for about 26 years.
Oh, God, if I just...
Let's get on to some stuff.
Okay.
It's been a while. Gripes and concerns, Chris.
Okay.
So we have a Costco membership through a friend of Jessica's. I've never really been to Costco.
The magic of Costco.
I've really only been to Costco, I think, the one time, maybe a couple times in Utah, maybe, way back in the day. And then the one time with you on the way out to your bachelor party, we stopped at a Costco. But this was like during the week.
There was
like
no one there.
Friday morning, mm-hmm. there was nobody there, and it was out in BFE, right?
Mm-hmm. Irwindale, like five blocks from where we used to work.
Right, yeah, BFE. But there was nobody there. It was kind of an off spot.
You go on a Sunday.
We went to on a Sunday down here in Alhambra.
Oh, the one over there. That one's packed.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That one's packed.
They're all packed. Really. I've never really been in one. I mean, I know what they're about, but I've never been in one on like a Sunday. Never again.
See, Maria's family is all about the Costco. They only go to Costco. And she go, "We want to go to Costco on a Sunday?" I'm like, "Fuck no, I don't want to go. It's fucking busy." Like, and there's a bunch of idiots in there.
Mm-hmm.
No one can watch their cart. And everyone's going after the free samples. It's like a cattle call. And it... Sometimes it gets the best of me. And I just, like, I'm like, we need to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. That's what I was, I think that's, I reached that point to where Yasuke was even looking at me. She's like, we need to go. I'm like, please, let's go.
And for couples, for people like us, there's not a whole lot there. I can't take an industrial sized jar of capers and make magic out of it. You know, the food's going to go bad.
Yeah. The fridge is not big enough. First of all. It's not big enough. The other thing we got, because we go through at the Barney's, he gets his medicine and cheese in like little Kraft singles or whatever. I got like the mega pack of Kraft singles.
Sure. Or paper plates or napkins or toothpaste. Things that never go bad, but sometimes the bargain is just not worth it.
They had DiGiorno pizzas on sale.
Okay, but everything there is like you can only get one type of it. And it's usually the type that no one else wants. It's like...
Yeah.
Cajun shit pizza. And you're like, oh, I love Cajun shit pizza. And
thank
like,
God.
Yeah. A good thing I can get 75 of them. Yeah.
Thanks. There's not really a lot of space here for this stuff. I think we got some paper towels. We got some bottles of water. And
That's what we got. That's what we get there. Yeah. Sometimes we get ground beef. And like, we'll probably go like in the next couple of weeks because we're thinking about throwing a barbecue. It's okay. We need a bunch of ground beef. Okay.
Who's coming to this barbecue?
Who's not coming to this barbecue is what I'm saying.
I have not received an invite.
Well, as soon as we know the date, awkward. It's going to be a big barbecue.
Memorial Day barbecue?
June-ish, July-ish.
Somewhere well, then. That's quite the planning.
It's going to be... We're going to invite everybody.
Why?
What's our one-year anniversary?
Oh.
Yeah. Like her family, my family, all of our friends, coworkers. It's going to be like 50 people there.
It's been a year already.
Huh? Time flies when you're finally having sex. Mark for edit, please. I don't want to.
Those two times have been fantastic.
Oh, my God. Well, the one and a half. I was a little timid the second time. Didn't know what I got myself into. Shit.
You want me to put it where?
Stop hitting me.
So Costco, demons. I wish somebody would have said.
You have to get, it takes some getting used to, and it takes planning. It's like Thursday afternoon, like since I work over there, sometimes we go after work, and it's okay. But if it's like Super Bowl, like the day before Super Bowl.
Oh, jeez. No.
Yeah,
no.
I did that once, and I'm like, we're getting there at opening. And you get there, it's like 15
minutes. Everybody else said, we are getting there at opening.
No, it was good. It was good. And then like sometimes... You know, we go to the little food court area outside. I don't know where.
God, now it's packed too. There was a line of people all the way around. Like,
well, because it's a hot dog is $1.50.
So what?
I know.
So what?
It's not that good either.
I don't need it. I don't need that. I don't need their pizza.
Pizza's not good. I can tell you, pizza's not good.
Because I was like, I wasn't hungry, but I was like really thirsty in there. I was just dying. I was like, I just need something to drink. And it was taking forever to check out and everything. It was just, I'm like, I just need some drink. She's like, do you want to go and get something at the thing? And I was like, no, we'll go.
It's only 50 cents.
I don't care. We'll go anywhere else. And then she's like, do you want to stop and get gas? And we looked and that was a line out the street as well. I was like, no, I do not. Let's go.
And what kills me sometimes when we go with Maria's family, it's everyone will go. and there'll be six carts to check out, and like someone's buying furniture, someone's buying a car battery, and I'm like, I can't handle it sometimes.
Oh, look at their jewelry section.
Yes, people buy wedding engagement.
It's not even just like cheap stuff. It's like $89,000.
Yeah, some of it is very expensive.
It's like, why is this at a Costco? Who that has that money is like, you know what? Let's go to the Costco and see what they have for rings.
Honey? There's been a special, and I only know this because NBC's broadcasting all the hockey games, but on CNBC, there's been a special running on a loop about Costco and people that do that. It's, I'm going to get my eyes checked. And I go, Maria, let's go to a real freaking... Why? It's just as good. I'm like, no, it's not. I'm not having a dude at Costco check my eyes.
Yeah, no.
And they do like pharmacy. I'm like, I can't do it. No. I can't do it. Some dude in jeans can't give me my pills. It's sometimes it's okay. For certain things, it's okay. If you go at the right times, it's okay. But sometimes it gets the best of me. And the idiots that are there, I just, yeah. I can't handle it.
Yeah. And some lady just like asked Jessica to help her. Like, was yeah. something?
What's your members? Your members.
I guess. She was like, can you help me with this? And, like, Jessica, like, gave me the cart, and she's like, I have to go help this lady. I'm like, you're not on the clock? What? You're doing what?
Was she buying a coffin?
No, it was some little old Asian lady who just, like, kind of, like, asked Jessica to come over and help her. I was like,
okay. Members. Members stick together. Costco.
We're buying a bowl. She wasn't wearing anything that said, I work at Costco. It was nothing.
Not but like, you never know.
Not like if you accidentally wore, like, a red shirt and, like, some khakis to Target. Somebody's probably gonna think that you work there.
Yeah.
Have you done that?
Like, no, that you, never.
Like, mistaken somebody. They'd be like, do you? No, sorry.
I've mistaken people before. That's because I had to take a shit so bad that I couldn't see straight. That was at a Rite Aid. Because at Rite Aid, they wore the blue or the green vests. I couldn't see anything. I was like, where's the bathroom? She's like, I don't work here. I'm like, where's the fucking bathroom?
Well, just tell me.
I'm gonna shit right here.
Don't you lie. Don't you lie. You
fucking bitch.
Where's your manager? I don't work here.
Why did we rescind slavery?
This is my first solid in 6 years.
Well, that's not the truth.
How long's it been? Have you tried the Muse?
No.
Try the Muse.
Oh my god, I was on antibiotics. That shit backed me up. Oh my god, that was painful.
So I know the feeling,
Chris. Yeah, I'm like, what's Corey bitching about? Yeah, that's what you're bitching about. You're like, feel like you have to take a shit, and then you go sit there, and like, you feel like a bomb is about to come out of your ass, but it won't come out.
Yeah, and you're just in pain.
Something that's bigger than the size of your butthole is definitely coming through.
No. It wasn't quite like that. It's like a
cucumber.
I feel like I need to go, but I can't. So it feels like the solution to this pain would be to go, but I can't.
It's like a bag of ice that's frozen, and then you want to like hit it on something to break it up. You're like, punch me hard in the stomach.
Well, that's what they recommend.
A punching?
No, go for a jog.
Oh my god.
Do you jog or do you walk or do you run or anything? I'm like, no. Sir, come on, look at me. No, I'm not running anywhere. Have you seen this knee?
Like, is it happy hour?
Is Grill 'em All Truck around the corner? Shit. Let's go. Hear something? What do you know?
Philly cheesesteak truck.
Oh, that's a good time.
Naga Naga. Anyway,
we've been trying to perfect the Philly cheesesteak. Getting closer. Jessica took the reins, and because my attempts were awful. But she took a shot at it and was a little more successful. We're not quite there yet. Have you tried to make a Philly cheesesteak at home? No. Give it a try. Do you like Philly cheesesteak?
I do, but
try it at home,
buddy. What do? You cook in a pan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's difficult.
Yeah. It's difficult. You got to have the right setup.
You need the right setup. It's all about like, it's about the grease and the sauce.
Yeah. What kind of oil do you use?
I don't know. But the first two times I used no oil.
That won't probably work.
Yeah, it didn't fly.
Like, it's a little dry.
It's also very expensive to get that meat.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Did you go to the butcher and you're like, I need Philly cheesesteak meat?
Yeah, and they were like, what? I'm like, you're a butcher. You should know what I'm talking about.
Where do you go?
If you go to the Vaughn's down in South Pass.
They know their shit.
The meat slicer. No place else has a meat slicer.
Really? The place up by me's got one. They know their shit at the place up by me. The butcher, I can trust that butcher up there. I need 20 pounds of cock.
No, you need ribeye, and that's
not, that's not cheap.
That's not
ribeye,
cheap.
That's near the prime.
Yeah, yeah. It's not, I'm sure there's probably other meats you could use, but the stuff.
Probably wouldn't be as good. It probably wouldn't be as good.
Probably not. Well, it's not good as if I'm making it, so.
Right, without oil. You probably dry jacket too, don't you?
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
What?
Sorry, Adam. I don't even think he knows what that term means.
Yeah. I think he does.
He's like, you don't you spit? No, anyway. Sorry, Adam.
Speaking of jacking, John Travolta might be homosexual.
Wait.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Are you serious that you didn't know this? I'm pretty sure I brought this. Oh, my God. Kate Upton. Corey just put on the Kate Upton dancing.
Cat daddy dancer.
God damn.
It's just so amazing.
Anyway, I've talked about John Travolta before, that he was gay.
Have you?
I have. I mentioned when we were talking about Tom Cruise being gay. God, she's ridiculous.
It's funny that they're both Scientologists.
Yeah, there's a reason.
Now, the Scientology people wouldn't kick them out because they're such big donors and proponents of Scientology. They could never do it.
Why would they kick them out? I don't know. For being homo?
That's what churches do.
That's not really a church. It's just a tax shelter.
So anyway, some of you may not know, Mr. John Travolta he's being sued. How much is the lawsuit, do you know?
$2 million? $2.3 million, something like that.
Seems like a bit much. But now two people are trying to sue Mr. Travolta for sexual battery. Is that what they're saying?
Pulling his tallywhacker out.
Now I was reading this today, and it's just funny. It's humorous. So do you want to go through Do you want to go through the document?
I love when they have legalese to describe disgusting stuff. Like,
the plaintiff is informed and believes, upon such information and believes, states that the unidentified male called plaintiff's cell phone from a blocked number, claiming to represent a celebrity client who demanded full confidentiality. Blah blah blah.
Oh wait, was this guy a whore? Was the dude a whore?
No, this was a guy. He was just a masseuse. And did you read the other Tyler Durden stuff? It was like, he's been doing this for years and.
No.
Nobody said anything about it?
Everybody knew about it. Are you kidding me?
So the guy, the masseuse, his price is $200 per hour. I would think that if it's $200 an hour...
You're getting an H-er. For $200 an hour, you're getting an H-er,
you better
right?
get an H-er.
I mean, better what the fuck? H-er.
Yeah.
You get the oil with the $200 an hour.
Yeah, if they ask oil...
You say yes.
But actually, no. Say no.
If you're John Travolta, you're saying yes.
Yeah, that's the signal.
You're very skilled at that. Sidestep.
Plaintiff had only discussed that the price would be $200 per hour. The unidentified male told the plaintiff to go to a specific street and a private car would pick the plaintiff up.
Isn't that a little odd? I mean, go on a specific street and I'll pick you up.
Well, I guess if it's a celebrity, it's like they're not going to like, I don't know.
I don't know either. I mean, it sounds like a George Michael rendezvous in a fucking stall. I was checking my lottery ticket as I was jerking off. I mean, what the fuck?
It's so bizarre. It's just, okay. So, plaintiff is informed, or believes, that to his amazement, the defendant himself had picked up the plaintiff in a black Lexus SUV. Defendant was wearing dark glasses, jeans with a very loose-fitting athletic shirt, and a chronograph silver watch. There were Trojan condoms in the console of the vehicle, and there also be... This is like the weird
condoms.
Did you not read this?
Not all of it.
This part was just funny. There were Trojan condoms in the console of the vehicle, and there also appeared to be two or three wrappers from chocolate cake packages on the floor. Why? Why is that a mention? Why was that mentioned?
Chocolate cake package?
Is this so Kelly Preston's sitting at home like, you love those little Debbies? That is you, Travolta.
That's fucking funny. Wait, what? Go back. You motherfucker.
You know why I can't eat sweets?
But you know what? Kelly Preston's hot. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she's all right. Yeah.
No, she's hot. Yeah, I kind of have a thing for Kelly Preston.
You've mentioned it before.
Yeah, and of course, he's gay. I mean, it's obvious. Nicole Kidman, who does that? Who cheats on Nicole Kidman? A gay Tom Cruise.
Nicole Kidman's not all that. She used to be. No.
Come on.
Never was.
Nicole Kidman in Batman Forever? Huh? No. Who's with me?
Not even in BMX Bandits. No.
I never saw that one.
I've got it on DVD. BMX by favor from
Days of Thunder. Nicole Kidman in Days of Thunder?
No. Nope.
Far and Away?
No. Nope.
Here and Away?
Maybe Far and Away.
There and Away?
Maybe Far and Away.
The straight to DVD sequel? All right, continue.
Plaintiff believes that this. Okay. The defendant parked the Lexus on the side street of the Beverly Hills Hotel. Now, only a celebrity would stay.
I like. He's going to like the most famous place in fucking Beverly Hills.
Because he'll be protected there.
Okay, I didn't think about that, but I mean, there's got to be tons of paparazzi. That's how you get caught, right? It's like I went into the Eiffel Tower and got a blowjay from a black chick. I mean,
we went into one of the bungalows on the right hand side. If you were facing the front of the hotel. The door was unlocked, and there was an overweight black man preparing hamburgers. This just sounds like some like sort of a dream, like a David Lynch dream, or like a scene from Boogie Nights. Who meekly said, "Hey, plaintiff," and meekly said, "Hey, plaintiff and defendant," and oh, hey, I see what it means. Okay, that makes sense. And no formal introductions were made. This black
you
man
want a burger?
Actually, this black man was actually preparing hamburgers. From watching his skill and dexterity in food preparation, it seemed that he was some sort of a professional chef. Now look, I can make a mean hamburger. I can throw together some patties, and I'm not a chef.
So I don't think anyone's confusing you for a chef.
No.
Unless you've got like the white bib on.
And I look like chef.
Chef Nelson.
Especially if they've tried my Philly cheesesteaks. They're like,
this fucker doesn't use oil. What the hell's God going damn on. It. What kind of oil you use? You're supposed to use oil?
I'm all confused. What? Damn it.
Yeah. Well, good one. Good drop.
You blew it!
You did, yeah.
It gets better. The defendant shamelessly stripped naked in front of the plaintiff. And the chef, in front of the plaintiff and the chef, and was gazing at the plaintiff as he appeared to be semi-erect. Plaintiff asked the defendant.
Who was gazing? The chef was gazing at the plaintiff?
It's really worded kind of weird because I had to read that like four times. I'm like, wait, the chef was just kind of getting a little eye on it too? Or the chef was in there? I'm a little confused.
He's like, we're having hot dogs. Just give me a second. It's done. I like mayonnaise on your hot dog. Sorry.
Do you want me to use the Spanish accent?
Yes. The chef used the Spanish accent.
The plaintiff asked the defendant to lie face down and to drape himself with a towel. The defendant started muttering to himself along the lines of, I'm going to do this in my best Travolta impersonation. Right. He wants me to get on the table. Can you believe that? He wants me to get on the table. That was awful.
Why don't you do it as Ben Kingsley? I'm just making it more difficult. How about John Kennedy?
He wants me to get on the table. Can you believe that?
That's pretty good.
Wait, was that Kennedy or Kingsley? What did you want?
Kennedy. That sounded like Kennedy. All right, give me
He wants me to get on the table. Can you believe that?
How about Harry Carey?
He wants me to get on the table.
Harry Carey.
Hi.
not Cookie Monster.
He wants me to get on the table. Holy cow. I can't do that.
Oh, that's
get on the table.
He wants me to get on the table. Can you believe that? He wants me to get on the table. the defendant had his watch on during the massage.
I love how they point that out. He had his watch on. He didn't. The defendant kept his socks on.
I thought the plaintiff thought that was a little strange.
The chef used 90-10 instead of 80-20 ground beef. That was a little odd.
For the first hour of the massage, was without incident. Other than that, he kept purposely sliding the towel down that covered his buttocks to reveal half of the gluteus area.
Other than he kept jerking off.
Plaintiff kept sliding the towel back up and reminding the defendant that state law required that the massage client be fully draped during the massage. This back and forth of activity of defendant sliding it down and plaintiff sliding it back up occurred over 10 times in the first hour. Plaintiff is informed and believes and states, right before the hour ended, defendant's chronograph watch started to chime, and the black chef covered the burgers.
The black chef covered the burgers. That's fucking racist as shit. Why does he have to be? Was there a white chef?
No, there was not. And other things as he was preparing plates. The black chef then left the room with a stack of papers and what appeared to be some sort of a notebook. No words were exchanged. The defendant started to rub the plaintiff's leg, and the plaintiff thought it was accidental. The plaintiff moved away, and the defendant just stopped trying to...
jerk him off.
Stopped trying to touch the plaintiff. Sorry.
What happened?
He stopped trying to touch the plaintiff for a few minutes. Plaintiff assumed it was, in fact, accidental. The defendant... Come on, the guy has to know what's going on. He's doing $200 massages. He knows what the game is, man.
He's like, so you called me to pee on you? Oh, sorry, wrong ad.
I don't do jerk-offs, but I will pee on you.
Yeah. Defecation, I have some fucking respect, all right?
If you want to run to the ATM, I can do some more.
Aye, aye, aye.
The defendant touched the... The defendant touched the plaintiff's scrotum.
Wait, wait, time, why? Why did the defendant touch the plaintiff's scrotum?
John Travolta touched the plaintiff's scrotum. You're getting confused.
The defendant touched the...
The defendant is Travolta. Travolta touched the plaintiff's scrotum. And this time, the plaintiff told the defendant to please not touch him again. Defendant apologized and snickered to himself like a mischievous child. Now, can't you picture, like, the villainous John Travolta? It's so weird.
Go, Grease Lightning.
It's really weird. Defendant then touched the shaft of the plaintiff's penis and seized on it.
Seized.
I know, what?
Seized, like grabbed. I wish you guys could have seen that.
Defendant quickly tried to rub the head of the plaintiff's penis quickly, as he tried to quickly pull away.
Hold on. I'm rubbing.
He wants to be on the table. This was painful and uncomfortable. Says you.
Incorrect. I'm going to go with the defendant on that one. I object, Your Honor. Objection sustained.
Listen, when I seize a penis, it's not painful, all right? Defendant started to apologize for his behavior and tried to imply that they must have gotten our signals crossed.
I thought we were going to fuck.
And he thought that the plaintiff wanted the same thing that he did. Plaintiff explained that he did not have sex with his clients. And that
for less than $500 an hour.
Yeah. Even John Travolta. And that expecting sexual situations when people were providing paid services was essentially prostitution. Again, if you advertised yourself on Craigslist, $200 an hour masseuse, male masseuse.
Yep.
Defendant then tried to act like it was a simple misunderstanding. Plaintiff states that the defendant then sat up on the table and asked the plaintiff to switch places and do reverse massage. Travolta, man. This is great.
A reverse massage? Who does he think he's fooling? I do you. I do you now.
Yeah, yeah, come on. I was switching this wrong. Did I get my signals crossed yet? Don't you want a massage from Travolta?
I pay you $200, I give you a massage, right? Pull your pants off.
Plaintiff told the defendant that masseuse lying on the table was unlawful and inappropriate. No, really?
I think he's just like in the masseuse handbook. It says I can't. He's like reaching.
Listen,
reaching
it's deep. Generally known if the other masseuses found out that I laid on my own table,
I really get a lot of shit. I just appreciate if you let me go right now.
Listen, it will get around, okay? Especially when I see you. Plaintiff told the defendant lying on the table is unlawful. Blah blah blah. The defendant said, "Come on, dude, I'll jerk you off."
If he wasn't sold before, he's probably sold now. Oh, you'll jerk me off. Oh, well,
And you're paying me? Sweet.
Now, let's get real. Let's get real for a second.
Okay.
Let's get real.
All right.
Corey Nelson.
Yep.
Starving, aspiring actor.
Oh, we'll get to that.
Goes to masseuse school. Just trying to make an honest buck. And Johnny T comes around. Johnny T. Let's get real. Johnny T comes around and offers you $200 and he's going to jerk you.
I like the way you're put together.
That is what I thought. Thank you very much.
Yes, I did.
There is no way the dog is not like, fuck, yes, I'll take you.
I'm starting to like get warm.
You're like, John Travolta has such big hands.
The H is O.
You're like, you were so good in Broken Arrow.
Why don't you go villain more?
You should fly more planes. You're a really good pilot.
Oh, is this your cockpit? At this point, the plaintiff was done. Plaintiff told the defendant that he just wanted to leave and that this situation was too strange.
He said, no, Michael Clark Duncan's here. You're going to finish. He's my chef. And when he touches my nuts, he cures me of diseases. I seize his shaft.
Adam, please mark that one. Michael Clark Duncan is here. You're going to...
You won that match.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry. It wasn't Michael Clark Duncan. It's Darth Vader. Stop breathing so heavily, Darth.
His situation was too strange. Really, it would have been strange when I walked into a bungalow and a large black man was apparently a chef and making hamburgers, but nobody's eating hamburgers.
I'm good with that part.
It's like the little Asian man throwing around firecrackers and Boogie Nights.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah. How much would you have paid to actually...
fly on the wall?
Yeah, exactly. Fly on the wall. You're like, take the money, take the money. Like, it's like that game show where it's like, door number one, take the money, take the hand job, take the hand job.
It'd be up there with the amount that I would pay. Would you pay more to be on the fly on the wall in this situation with Travolta and this little manservant masseuse, or fly on the wall for Jim's wedding night, if it was to ever happen?
Oh my God, that is the toughest decision of my life.
Yeah, and you can only make one. You can only choose one. I'd say Jim.
Yeah, I would say Jim. That makes us totally queer.
No, it doesn't, because it's pure comedy.
That would be amazing. What? I roll it on?
You want me to what?
I thought I put it on my fingers.
What?
Damn it!
All right. Defendant then laid down on the table and said, okay, I'll behave myself. Definitely neat place to tell.
Now let me jerk you off. You want me to jerk you off?
Entering the premises would be the lovely Jessica.
Just in time for the most intriguing part of the show where we talk about John Travolta.
You're missing it.
She's going to listen to it later. She's going to be like, you guys are disgusting.
See, this is where... Okay, so it gets better.
It gets better.
Defendant then laid down on the table and said, okay, I'll behave myself. Defendant then neatly placed the towel in an appropriate manner.
Guess what's underneath there?
And gave the plaintiff confidence that his predatory behavior was finally under control. This is where the case should be thrown out, because the judge has got to be like, why didn't you just leave? Why... Whoever, the jury is going to be like, so why didn't you just leave? Why did you keep going on? Oh, okay. Yeah, this time you're going to stop this?
Yeah, but I mean, if you screw up, it's like, I shot him, and then I mean, he still did something wrong, right? You're not supposed to expose yourself, I suppose, unless it's consensual. Does that make sense? I don't know. Something tells me it's not going to go in the favor of the plaintiff.
Plaintiff states that the defendant asked the plaintiff to work on his shoulders, and the plaintiff followed his request with professional deep tissue massage on his shoulders.
Very professional.
Gets better. Did you get to this part?
I didn't know. I did not.
It gets better.
I don't know what's coming.
Oh, okay. It's awesome. Defendant then said, say something nice to me.
No way. My, what a lovely tea party. How about that?
Yes.
No way.
Plaintiff tried to ignore what the defendant said and was hoping to conclude the session. The plaintiff looked at the defendant, who had removed his draping and was masturbating. Now, how did he not notice?
Wait, I thought he was on his back.
I don't know. He removed his draping and was masturbating. Defendant's penis...
was erect.
Was fully erect and was roughly 8 inches in length.
What?
Only a gay would be able to be like about eight.
First off, how do you know he's fully erect? I mean, you have to be looking at the penis.
Maybe at the first introduction when he disrobed in front of the black chef and the plaintiff, he was kind of like, you know, semi-chub. Maybe a grower, not a shower.
That's not that impressive.
Yeah, he was like, well, it's obviously this guy's a grower, not a shower, you know. And by this time, he was like,
if that's grown. Wait, was the masseuse gay?
I come on.
I mean, you're just guessing.
He can spot 8 inches?
I mean, 8 inches is about what? Size of my pinky, right? That's what I tell my wife.
Sweat was pouring down the defendant's neck, and he asked the plaintiff again to say something nice to him.
What?
Plaintiff states that he refused. Plaintiff moved away from the defendant, who then lumbered onto his feet and began to move towards the plaintiff. With erect penis bouncing around in stride. What is this, the Olympics?
Wait, he had great form. Why didn't he just say, "My, your money is green," and then just leave? I said something nice. I got my money. I mean, just be courteous.
Michael is an underrated hit, really. He did not deserve 50 DVD.
Oh, my God. I would be worried, though. Like, okay, let's say you're in this situation. Corey needs the money. Corey gives him the H-er. I'd be worried that he'd, like, kill me afterwards.
Travolta's not going to kill.
Why?
Because Travolta wants more Beege.
It's true. You're getting a dance contest with him.
Defendant began screaming at the plaintiff, telling the plaintiff how selfish he was, and that the defendant got to where he is now due to sexual favors he had performed when he was in his Welcome Back Cotter days.
That does not surprise me.
Now, why is he dropping names right there? I was in Welcome Back Cotter. That was 40 years ago,
me,
man.
Me, John Travolta, pilot and star of Look Who's Talking 1 and 2. I had to do something to Kirstie Alley. I don't know, whatever.
Hollywood is controlled by homosexual Jewish men who expect favors in return for sexual activity.
Well, that is true, though. That is totally true.
Defendant then went on his way to say how he had done things in his past that would make most people throw up. My, what a lovely tea party.
But this doesn't surprise me. I watched Californication. I know how it goes down.
Defendant explained that when he started, he wasn't even gay, and that the taste of cum would make him gag. Defendant also said that he was smart enough to learn to enjoy it. What? And when he began to make millions of dollars, that it all became well worth it.
It tasted fantastic.
Quentin Tarantino must have gotten a hell of a blowjob.
Oh my God. That would ruin your life. That would ruin your life, wouldn't it?
Defendant further explained that the high class in this world always favor the same sex relationships. That sex is beautiful. Fit men is actually more intense. And if the plaintiff would just be open minded enough to let it happen, he would experience the best fucking of his life. Sorry, Adam. Plaintiff is informed and believes that he states that he told the defendant to get dressed and to either drive the plaintiff back or the plaintiff was going to call the police. Strangely.
The police were already there.
No, this is awesome. Strangely, defendant's penis was still semi-erect. And that he had to struggle to get it. Why is that strange?
Because he popped a V. He popped a blue
sometimes
pill.
It takes a while to get back. You know, calm down. You know?
Listen. This is getting a little odd.
He had to struggle to get it back in his underwear and jeans since he pulled his underwear and pants up at the same time. Defendant said, no problem. I will find new friends. Defendant continued to say that Hollywood is all about giving and getting. I don't think he was there for an audition. I think the defendant is a little confused. He then told the plaintiff that he can show me an instant example. Defendant told the plaintiff that he knew Hollywood starlet in the building that wanted three-way sex and to be double penetrated.
Who?
A Hollywood starlet.
Was it Kate Upton?
I would have been like, all right.
Well, so this means that John Travolta and Tom Cruise have probably had sex.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, sure. It'd be hard to believe not.
Defendant said they could have that later, but first they needed to have sex together. Before calling her. So this is would be in sync with each other sexually. Listen, we need to get on the same page here, okay?
We fuck each other, and then we're going to fuck...
Now listen, if I give you the wink and a shove to the left, that means I'm going in and I don't want sloppy seconds, okay? God.
Now, I don't even know what the hell. Michael Clark Duncan go first. He gets really pitchy, all right? And he cooked the burger for you, so it's the least you can do.
Can you imagine that they go at it, they actually defend it's like, or the plaintiff's is like, all right, we'll do this, because I'm kind of curious as to who this
and he needs
is.
The money.
And it's Michael Clark Duncan in drag. He comes in here, he's like, oh.
I'm Donna Summer.
Last night.
Now, but wait. On the real. Is this whole experience worth $2 million? Like, he's doing for $2 million. Like, his life isn't irreparably damaged. No one knows who the guy is, as far as I know. I mean, word on the street, obviously he does a good job. Obviously. I'll give you $10,000 and shut the fuck up. Travolta should have given him $10,000 on the spot, to be honest. I mean, if he's cheaping out and going to give him 200 bones, like, he should have been like, all right. And throw some fucking hundreds at him and just shut the fuck up, you know? Isn't that... what everyone else does?
Seems like
that's certainly what I do.
I think that's what the way Hollywood works. The defendant told the plaintiff that he had Hollywood looks, just needed to lose some weight and learn to lick some ass. And then
if I've had a dime every time I heard that.
once a week. That's why I'm not hired at the Toledo's. They're just like,
you're not licking enough ass.
Plaintiff states that he reiterated his threat to call the police, and the defendant took the plaintiff back to where he was picked up. During this ride, defendant repeatedly called the plaintiff selfish and a loser, and gave the plaintiff double what he was owed.
You're a fucking idiot.
He gave him $800 instead of the $400 that the defendant was supposed to pay the plaintiff.
So
for the 2 hours of massage time.
You know, honestly, he should probably just shut his mouth then. If that were you, would you be like, I'm gonna sue you now? I'd be like, I got a hit her bones. I didn't have to do anything. I didn't J anybody O. I don't think it's smart.
So here's the cause of action. Defendant acted intending to cause harmful contact on the plaintiff. I don't think that was harmful. It's just a little hate.
Let's have a little fun, man. Loosen up. Jeez. Have a cocktail. Come
on. It's college, huh?
I'm a cocktail judge. Everyone's experimenting. Huh?
Plaintiff reasonably was touched and assaulted in a harmful manner. Really, again?
It's not worth $2 million.
I guess John Travolta, maybe he's got like a firm handshake. And when he seized the penis, plaintiff did not consent to defend his contact.
I mean, that is a form of rape, is it not?
Come on, it's a man.
Sexual assault. If there was a dude coming, if Michael Clark Duncan was coming at you like a fucking freight train, that's fucking rape, dude.
That would be rape. Oh my goodness. The good times. That's a great. Isn't that?
That's a good story. Thank you, John.
Yeah, if you continue on the Tyler Durden site, he has another story. A new item was filed today. And he posted something back in 2006 saying that Travolta was doing the same thing while filming Hairspray in Toronto. While in town, so here's the item from 2006. While in town, he went to the Mayfair Racket and Fitness Center to get some massage therapy, and he specifically requested male therapists. The RMT he ended up with, what's RMT?
Someone who jerks someone off for money.
Okay. He ended up with was fairly flamboyantly gay. After his first treatment, he promptly rebooked the weekly appointments with the same therapist. Here's where it gets better. Last week, the club asked him to no longer come back due to too much gay behavior in the locker room, and as he was making other members very uncomfortable. And so the Tyler Durden guy, this is what was interesting. He says, I know I've said this before, but I used to work at the Ritz-Carlton in Marina Del Rey. And Travolta personally invited me into his room on several occasions. He did the same thing with our doorman. So when his lawyer says these events are complete fiction and fabrication and that none of the events claimed ever occurred, it is laugh out loud funny because these events have occurred dozens of times for years all over the place. It's offensive to me because Travolta offered those guys money. What do I look like, a cheap slut?
It's not a surprise. His career was in the shitter, and then he came back. Oh, whammy. Took a shot in the face, probably. But here's the thing. Here's the lie. He was always gay. I'm pretty sure he was always gay.
He was married a few times. He was married to...
He's married to Kelly Preston.
Yeah, but he was also married to that one MILF. The big Mimi Rogers.
Sure. Tom Cruise is gay. I'm pretty sure he's always been gay.
Oh, wait. Was...
Tom Cruise is married to Mimi Rogers.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
But it's a front.
True.
And it's like, I'm down with it. If he wants to fucking get HJs from dudes, I don't care. I mean,
HGH?
HJs.
Oh, HJs.
I don't really think it matters. So, just don't go David Carradine on us, all right? We need a Look Who's Talking 4. The kids have kids.
Shan't be working again.
No, Danny DeVito can't make it. It was Danny DeVito, wasn't it? Yeah, I think it was. He was the voice of the kid.
Bruce Willis.
Yeah, you're right.
And Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah. Roseanne Barr. Anyway, why are we talking about that? Thank you, John Travolta.
That was a good...
It's just not a surprise to me. I mean, everyone knows Hugh Jackman is gay, right?
He's not, though.
Hugh Jackman's gay.
No.
Why not?
Because he, I don't know.
Because why? I'm also pretty sure that Gerard Butler is gay.
What?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Why? Because he was in 300? That got some fun.
I'm kind of starting to think that maybe David Lee Roth might be.
I'm sure David Lee Roth has had sex with men on multiple occasions.
I just think that he might be gay.
Could be.
Have you seen the stuff that he wears on stage? No. It's kind of like one of those realizations where, like, you know, wasn't like before like who's the piano guy? Elton John. Before Elton John came out, and then like George Michael before he came out. And it was kind of like, because I remember as a kid, I was shocked that when I found out that George Michael was gay, I was like, wait, what? No. But like in their behind the musics, whatever you ever seen them, they were like, I think it was kind of obvious. Rob Halford said the same thing. He was like, I was wearing gay leather bondage gear on stage. Where did you think I got the gay leather bondage gear? From gay leathermen. He was like, wasn't it kind of obvious? Who, you guys couldn't tell?
Well, the assless chaps were, yeah.
Wait, that's gay? Assless chaps?
No.
No, okay.
No. Yes. Return the chaps. I said you could borrow them.
Hey, did you
wait, see... where would you get assless chaps, by the way, if you wanted to purchase them?
Aren't they all assless?
No.
Because chaps go around, they're just mainly just supposed to be...
Well, like, they're technically called chaps.
Chaps. Well, I think they're chaps. All assless.
Well, where would you buy them?
I think it's when you're not wearing jeans. It's when they become truly assless. I think you would get them at a cowboy store.
Or if you were into the gay leather kind.
There's probably many gay leather places. Try West Hollywood, my friend.
Okay. Or if you had a sponsor on the show. Oh,
Jesus, man. I'm like, listen, man, I don't know where you get your...
Oh, my God. Shaking up the cobwebs.
You blow it!
You know how many times I tried to lead you down there with other things?
Did you?
Where would I get fake semen, Corey? Where would I see Michael Clark Duncan?
Some yogurt? I don't know.
Froyo? Oh, if you want assless chaps.
Or if you can try and search for them. I don't know if you'll find them on there.
God damn it, Corey. Can we just do this?
Listen, if you want to buy sexual gear, if you want to buy condoms?
If you want to buy a chef's outfit and dress up like Michael Clark Duncan, go to adamandeve.com. They will not stop sending me emails. Do you know that? I signed up for their newsletter, and they keep sending me emails.
You signed up for their newsletter?
No, I didn't.
Wow. Because I have not gotten a check from them. So.
Cash me out. Butt plugs are good.
Wedding code. Paid for.
Promo code heck yes.
Promo code heck yes. Promo. You'll get free stuff. Free shipping. Half off your order. DVDs.
One
free Olsen.
Free item or
have
something.
Have you watched Free Olsen's work?
No, I haven't.
Naughty girl.
Is she?
Naughty girl. Not quite Sasha, what's her face?
Cohen. Sasha Gray.
Sasha Gray. Sasha Cohen. See, that's where I was going.
Yep.
That's not the skater.
Sasha Cohen's the Borat.
Also the skater.
Is it?
Skater.
No.
She was a winter like a...
Sasha no. Cohen.
Yes.
You talking about Katarina Fitt?
No, I'm talking about Sasha Cohen.
Is her name Cohen?
Yes.
I think you turned that background music off.
Shush. I want to feel sexy while I search for Sasha okay. Cohen.
Sasha Vujicic.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess so be it. I'm not into the figure skating realm, but...
It was called the Winter Olympics player.
I watched the Winter Olympics. I didn't watch any of that.
She does that, okay?
I was watching men with hockey sticks. Oh. Come her. On. Now I get it.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
good.
Exactly. Look at this. Look at that.
All right.
He wants me to get on the table.
Well, what's our time at? It's time.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you watch the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I caught pieces. I caught the Beastie Boys part.
I did not see that.
That was pretty good. It was pretty good. I'm not really a Beastie Boys fan at all, but, you know, it's pretty sad that.
Sure.
You know, the dude died, what, 2-3 weeks after the induction?
Yeah.
But the show they put on was pretty cool. It was Kid Rock and some other dudes I don't know, to be honest.
Did the other Beasties get up there and do anything?
No, they did not.
They would not do as a duo.
No, they would not.
They shan't be playing again.
What? No, they should play.
I think they're going to be, they're going to pull the Led Zeppelin and be like, nope, that's it. We're
done. I mean, I think it makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Make a new name or something. But it was, it's not, I mean, it's been a long time since I've heard Sabotage. And good times, man.
Did you see the Guns N' Roses?
I saw a bit of the acceptance speech.
You didn't see them play?
No, I didn't.
It was pretty cool.
Did Axl come out?
No, no, no. It was Miles Kennedy, who plays on Slash and stuff.
That's right, that's right.
But they had Steven Adler back there, and they had Gilby come out, and he was playing.
Gilby's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, still, come on. It was pretty cool.
What'd they play? Sweet Child of Mine?
No,
Welcome to the
yes,
Jungle.
They yeah? played Sweet Child of Mine and Paradise City.
Paradise City? They didn't play Welcome to the Jungle?
I kind of wonder if maybe it was that Axl might have claim to those.
That's possible. Who knows? It's possible. Because I would have wanted her here.
Because Sweet Child of Mine was definitely Slash. He wrote that.
Yeah. I would have wanted to hear November Rain. It's epic, dude.
They're not going to play that without Axl.
35 minutes.
No.
Dude, just play the piano part, dude. So good. So good!
Oh, yeah, I know. It's the best guitar outro.
For sure. It's good.
It's way better than like... Well, no, it's not... It's not the best guitar outro ever.
It's up there, man.
I would say Be Good to Yourself is probably the best guitar outro ever.
I think Freebird is the best guitar outro ever. Yes.
I would say Layla. Layla's way too long.
Layla is way too long.
While My Guitar Gently Sleeps?
I'm still going to go, I'm still going to go with Freebird. It's like a 13-minute outro. I mean... I can do the whole thing right here, right now.
You can, I know. I've seen you play it actually on the guitar. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's not as good without two people, though.
How do you feel about bands using Kickstarter? We need this to get our album released.
What's Kickstarter?
What?
What's Kickstarter?
Kickstarter's like, I want to start this company. I have a cool idea, but I need funding.
Is this a website?
I would like to sell mushroom coffee. But I have no funds.
Is this a website that hooks you up with VC or something?
What? VC? Yeah. It's like, well, people can like see your idea and then they can donate to your idea.
Oh.
Kickstarter, man.
I haven't seen it.
Really?
Yeah. I think I have. I just don't remember. And that's fucking gay. And I think,
they should have money. Plus, it's not that expensive.
I hope this guy who never hears this, but distant friend invested in a band. He invested in a band. He's a part. I mean, so he
should invest in a boat.
I mean, it's you. Oh, I gave them such and such dollars for them to record, and I invested in a band. And I'm like, you're never gonna get that money back. So, well, they're really good. And he gave me their CD. I'm like, good. Mm-hmm. I mean, why would you do that? There's like, how many billions? I mean, what are the odds of that actually panning out?
Did they have a female lead singer?
You don't remember.
I love the bands on Craigslist. They're like, we're right there on the edge, about to break through. We just need a guitarist and a bass player. It's like, no. No, you don't. And it's like, and their name is always like Metal Shave or something like that.
Metal Shave.
Iron Fist.
There's this band that's getting big called The Devil Wears Prada, and it's pissing me off.
Really?
Yeah, because it's from a freaking Anne Hathaway movie.
Well, yeah, but like, what's the band music
called? What's it called?
What's the band music? What is it?
It's like death metal. It's like disgusting heavy metal. It's like, rah, rah, rah. It's really bad.
Oh, I hate that stuff. That stuff needs to go.
And I'm like, this is ridiculous. Why don't you call yourself Pussycat? It's fucking ridiculous. The Devil Wears Prada. You should call himself The Devil Wears Nada.
That's right. That's on Cinemax.
Oh my God, that is, isn't it? Yeah, I just didn't even think about that.
Totally didn't think about that. Freud didn't sleep. Anything else, buddy?
I don't think so, man.
Coming up, we're going to be doing more shows, I think. We'll have another probably Kings preview or post view.
That's going to be rough. That's going to be a rough show.
Some summer movie previews, mainly for...
Have you seen Avengers?
No.
Haven't seen it either.
I want to avoid the crowds. Listen, after that Costco experience, I was like, no, we need some time away. Prometheus.
What is this?
This is Jack White's new album. It's good.
No, it's not.
Yeah, but it is?
But it's not.
But it is. Have you listened to it?
I'm hearing it right now. Is he a fucking rapper? That's not singing.
It's Jack White. That's how he does things.
Jack White from the White Stripes?
Yes.
He fucking sucks. You really like this guy.
Yeah.
Hey, but isn't he play with like three strings on a guitar?
Maybe. He's not the president of the United States of America.
They were awesome. Dude. Peaches, they were fucking gone.
You know who released a new album today? Toadies.
Uh-oh. Call Adam.
Call Derek.
No, that was Toad the Wet Sprocket. Sorry. Soundgarden. New album. Coming soon.
Dude. What do you think of that single?
It's good.
It's okay.
It's good.
It kind of does a lot of rhyming.
That's Chris Cornell. I don't know.
I know Darren loves
it. It's better than this Jack White shit, so.
Shut up. All right, fine. But we'll come back. We'll do our Sunday movie preview. We'll talk about Prometheus. We need to get Wes on here and talk about Prometheus. Because I just can't get enough of that movie. I'm so excited. And you should be too.
There's no way. Alien Director's Cut was on. I was like, this shit sucks.
You are an asshole. Nobody likes you.
Oh, go, Jack White. Rock that solo. Oh, my God. That's good shit.
See ya.
Auto-tune on a guitar?
I hate you.
That whammy!